Now, the voice of President Eisenhower in this morning's statement in its full text of the new emerging policy on Latin America.
During my trip to South America in February, and in numerous talks in Washington, I have obtained the views of leading Latin American statesmen on the problems which their countries and the area in general now face. They have told me of the aspirations and needs of their peoples for homes and land and a better life, and of their efforts to meet those needs. I know that other leaders in the Americas are thinking and working along similar lines. I have given a good deal of thought to how the United States might do more in helping these efforts. The National Advisory Committee on Inter-American Affairs, which I appointed last year to advise the Secretary of State and myself on matters of hemispheric concern, has given us the benefit of its knowledge and experience. Within the Organization of American States, joint action is underway. The council of that organization on the initiative of Venezuela voted 3 days ago to call a meeting of their foreign ministers to consider matters of extreme gravity in the Caribbean area, matters that involve a challenge to the ideals and purposes of the American community. The United States supported this move. In September, economic representatives of the 21 American republics will convene in Bogota, Colombia, to consider an equally important component of our hemispheric future, the problem of social reform and economic growth. This problem is embraced within a joint hemispheric concept known as Operation Pan-American, a concept initially suggested by President Kubitschek of Brazil. This will be further developed at Bogota. These two meetings will give the United States opportunities for frank consultations with our sister republics on measures to advance the political, economic, and social welfare of the peoples of the Americas. I believe it would be well for me to state the basic ideas which will guide the United States' participation in these forthcoming meetings. First, widespread social progress and economic growth benefiting all the people and achieved within a framework of free institutions are the imperatives of our time. Second, our nation's history and traditions place us in accord with those who seek to fulfill the promise of the future through methods consistent with the dignity of free men. Our interests and sympathies are with them. Third, a new affirmation of purpose is called for in our cooperation with friendly developing countries in their efforts to progress. In the Americas as elsewhere, change is the law of life, and the interests of the people will be better served if that change is effected constructively and peacefully, not violently. Clearly, the aspirations and needs of the peoples of the Americas for free institutions and a better way of life must be met. Our desire is to help the American nations to meet their own responsibilities, to help them develop their institutional and human resources, to strengthen the framework of freedom, to protect individual dignity, and to gain a better life for those who are underprivileged, underemployed, and undereducated. Latin America is passing through a social and political transformation. Dictatorships are falling by the wayside. Moderate groups seeking orderly reform are contesting with dictators of both right and left who favor violence and authoritarianism. Many of the extremists frequently endeavor to introduce dogmas which are inimical to the traditions of the Western Hemisphere. Indeed, the foreign ministers of the American republics met last August in Santiago, Chile, to consider the problems caused by the blatant intervention of certain extremists in their neighbors' affairs. The interests of the United States, no less than those of all the Americas, are directly involved in this struggle, a threat to the security of the hemisphere. It is imperative that institutions be developed and strengthened sufficiently to permit the people's needs to be met through orderly processes of change. First, we need to consider with the other American republics practicable ways in which developing countries can make faster progress in meeting their own needs and ways in which their friends can most effectively cooperate with them. A better knowledge and mobilization of resources, their more effective use, and the improvement of legal and institutional means for promoting economic growth are among the subjects which require special consideration. I have in mind the opening of new areas of arable land for settlement and productive use. I have in mind better land utilization within a system which provides opportunities for free, self-reliant men to own land without violating the rights of others. I have in mind housing with emphasis, where appropriate, on individual ownership of small homes. And I have in mind other essential minimums for decent living in both urban and rural environments. Second, in our common efforts toward these goals, more attention needs to be given, in a manner which respects the dignity and rights of all, to improving the opportunities of the bulk of the population to share in and contribute to an expanding national product. Soundly based economic and social progress in any of our countries is of benefit to all. Each nation must, of course, resolve its own social problems in its own way and without the imposition of alien dogmas. Third, within this framework, we need to consider whether there are better ways to accelerate the trend which is already evident toward greater respect for human rights and democratic government based on the will of the people, as expressed in free and periodic elections. The United States, with its tradition of democracy, is opposed to tyranny in any form, whether of the left or of the right. Each period in history brings its call for supreme human effort. At times in the past, it took the form of war. Today it takes the form of social evolution or revolution. The United States will not and cannot stand aloof. We must help find constructive means for the underprivileged masses of mankind to work their way toward a better life. Indeed, so far as this hemisphere is concerned, every American nation must cooperate in this mighty endeavor. Even the poorest nation can contribute its spiritual and intellectual strength. The important consideration is that every member of the American family of nations should feel responsible for promoting the welfare of all. I have requested the Secretary of State to take the lead in conferring with our Latin American friends on these principles and purposes. Assuming their agreement, he will promptly prepare for my approval specific recommendations along these lines. Thereafter, I intend to submit a message on this subject to the Congress as soon as practicable. I shall seek authority for such additional public funds as we may deem appropriate to assist free men and neighbors in Latin America in cooperative efforts to develop their nations and achieve better lives.
This has been an NBC Hotline Spot News report of President Eisenhower's statement in Newport this morning on Latin American policy. Stay tuned to your NBC station for later news.